We're in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. Sif Chav. The Ramah says, "V'miniach eir v'lohes gar malachos behedja." If you made an eir of tavshilin, but you didn't specify the malachos that you wanted to be matir, el amar b'ding yehi sharalan l'meba kol tarchana. You just said with this eir of we should be allowed to do anything we want. Havi k'misha lo eir of klal. It's like you didn't make an eir of tavshilin at all. Mishnah Berurah explains that there are some who disagree about this entire thing and say that the recitation of Bahadain is only lechatchila, but b'diavet, as long as you made the Eir of Tavshilin, even if you didn't say the Nusach at all, it's not ma'akev, and you'd be allowed to rely on that Eir of Tavshilin for everything. L'ngin halacha, the Mishmar says lechatchila, you should be ma'achmir. If you realize before Yantiv, then you should make the Eir of again and say the Nusach, but don't make another bracha. And if you realize an Erev Shabbos, then you should be machneg your ingredients to someone else and they should cook for you. But if not, so then you can rely on the Cholkim who say that the Nusach is not ma'akiv. If you said the Nusach, but you didn't make the bracha, so then for sure it's okay, because brachos are not ma'akiv. What this means, if you didn't say the Nusach, is that you wouldn't be allowed to cook. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have someone who's fasting on Yom Tov, and therefore there's no tzorech for them to cook for themselves, then they also can't cook for other people. There are some who disagree with this Ramah, who says this. As Ramah says, Misha Masana b'yom tov asr l'vash alachayim, afilu tzorech bo b'yom, davik misha l'niach erv shen l'vash alachayim. It's like he didn't make an erv tavshilin, because he's not allowed to cook for himself anyway, so he can't cook for others either. If someone realized they didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, Kodem Sudas Shachars, before the morning meal, of Yom Tov, Yivashal Harbi B'gedir Achas Yosher L'Shabbos, and you should try cook a lot on Yom Tov, and whatever is left over, you'd be allowed to use for Shabbos. The Rama adds, Hu Adin Sheyuchal Leilich M'bod Yom L'Cheder B'ner Dal Chapes Eze Davar V'anichena Dolek Ad Alayla. So too, you could go into a dark room and light a candle, and then leave that candle for Shabbos. Some say you could cook a bunch of different pots of a bunch of different food. As long as you eat some of it on Yom Tov, then it would be okay. This isn't considered to be ha-rama. The Mishnah Berurah says it must be a case where there's no gadol ha'ir for you to rely on. Someone who is a ben chutz la'aretz, who is in Eretz Yisrael, and forgets to make an Erev Tavshilin, Rav Moshe says that they're not allowed to ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to cook on their behalf, and Rishon Zalman Orbach says it could be that it's mutter to tell a Ben Eretz Yisrael to cook stam, and since he could cook for himself, and then you would eat it. The Taz says that it's only l'chatchila that you need to eat some of the food on Yom Tov, but if it turned out that you didn't eat some of the food, you're still allowed to use it for Shabbos, since your intention was clearly for Yom Tov, but the Beis Meir disagrees. And Mishnah Berurah says one should be ma'achmir, since many achronim agree with this first opinion, that you should only cook the kedera that you're really cooking for Yom Tov, and just add some to it, and then use that for Shabbos. But the minhag olam is to be makil, like the second opinion, that if you forget to make an erev tavshilin, then you cook a lot up on Yom Tov and eat from some of it. Chav Beis, im nizkar b'yom tov rishon shalo erev, if you realize on Yom Tov rishon that you didn't make an erev tavshilin, it would be Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, if it's a Rosh Hashanah, so ein yachol erev al tnai. You can't make an erev on condition, because it's a Yom Arichta, so therefore we consider both days to be Yom Tov for sure. Avalim hu b'yom tov shal galios, yachol erev b'tnai. But if we're talking about a yantiv in chutz la'aretz, so then you can make the following erev on condition. Im ha-yom kodesh, if today is really the holy day, so any tzarech la'arev, then I don't need to make an Erev Tavshilin, because tomorrow, Friday, I'm really allowed to cook. It's not really Yom Tov. Vim hayom chol, if today the first day is chol, so then be'erev zeh, yehei sharlan lefuy levashuli, then I'm making my Erev Tavshilin now to be able to cook tomorrow. Ulamachayin tzarech lomar klum, and tomorrow, the next day, you don't have to do anything. Some say that if you didn't cook anything at all from the day before, then you're not allowed to make this tnai at all. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we hold like the first opinion that you can make an erev al tnai. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should really make a bracha when you make this erev al tnai. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from the Sefer Lechem Sarim that you shouldn't make a bracha, and so does Shita Mikubet says, but the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah is to make a bracha in this situation, and even though it's all Safek, and how can you make a bracha on a Safek? The Achronim explain how you'd be able to make a bracha on a Safek in this situation. Is it better to rely on the Gadol Ha'ir's Erev? If you forgot to make an Erev, is it better to rely on the Gadol Ha'ir, the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin, instead of making a Tanai, or not? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chacham Tzvi, say it's better to do it all Tanai than to rely on the Rav. Whereas the Kav HaChaim says it's better to rely on the Rav than to make a Tanai, because we should be concerned for the opinion of the Rambam, who says that nowadays that we're not Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and we really know when Yom Tov is, and Yom Tov Sheni is just Midin Minog, so then maybe a Tanai wouldn't work. And even though the halacha is not like the Rambam, still, you shouldn't make a bracha on an Erev, which is made in such a situation because of Safek Brachos Sahakal. So that's the machlokas, how to act in such a situation. Should you rely on the Erev Tavshilin of the Rav if you forget to make an Erev? Or if you realize on the first day of Yom Tov, should you be making an Erev Al Tanai? And with or without a bracha?